Coming to you live from the JRE Tobacco Aladino Mobile Studios, it's the Cigar Pulpit.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another sermon from the Cigar Pulpit. I'm the Bishop of the Burn, Nick, and with me, as always,
it's Gator. So, man, that intro sounded much better, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. It did.
Whose idea was that?
You don't even remotely know what you did. I asked you, what did you do? And you're like, I don't know.
I fixed the board.
But do you know what you did?
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you. It's job security.
I need to know in case it fucks up again. You have no idea.
Fixed it.
You have no idea. Anyway. Well, it's nice that you're back. MI6 let you go finally?
You know,
he invited the queen on the show, and we all see how that turned out.
It's not quite the way that went down.
It's what I was led to believe. Anyway.
Oh, God.
Well, speaking of the queen.
Yes.
We figured that we would smoke something appropriate. So we're smoking the Diamond Crowned Maximus Robusto number 5. And it's appropriate because it has crown in the name. And
there you go.
I figured, eh, whatever. Anyway.
I brought up British tobacco companies, then I couldn't find any.
Yeah.
I'm sure they exist, but my Google didn't have them. Let me get mine out of the cellophane.
So we're doing a 5x50 Robusto. Features a wrapper from Ecuador, a binder from the Dominican Republic, and filler from the Dominican Republic. And this cigar, as described, brings out all the smoke's satisfying, full-bodied flavor. Notes of espresso, leather, nuts, and spice are delivered with a heavy aroma and tons of thick smoke. So, yeah.
My nuts always have a heavy aroma.
Dear God. Dear God. Didn't need to know that, so.
Oh, got it.
Anyway, so yeah, that
they're very leathery, too.
Ew.
Getting old.
Ew. So, yeah, so anyway, so that's what we've got is we've got the Diamond Crown Maximus Robusto number 5. And,
we had a whole queen shtick that you asked me to talk about, and I can't remember any of it.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
At lunch.
You've completely shanked that.
I don't even remember any of it, do you?
Completely shanked it.
You don't either, do you?
I don't. But I specifically said, remember that, and we'll do that, and blah, blah, blah. And
yeah, we had a whole thing.
Yeah, that just went straight to hell.
Diamond Crown Maximus, number 5.
We really should consider, like, wireless mics.
Writing things down, maybe, too?
I was just going to say we just always record ourselves, but, you know.
I don't need that.
That's valid.
NSA is going to use that against me.
Yeah, it's when you're calling everybody and be like, you should come on the pulpit.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what happens to those that don't come on the pulpit. Just ask Bob Saget.
Yeah.
Who else have you claimed?
And the queen.
Who else have you claimed?
Oh, God, who all?
Who oh, all Gilbert.
Yeah, Gilbert I did invite Gilbert Godfrey.
Yeah.
That one hurt, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, let's be honest. We can survive without Saget, but I don't want to live in a world without Godfrey.
Wow.
I mean,
some people really liked Bob Saget.
Yeah, the whole Tanners, I mean, it was just too much.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gator bringing the harshness.
Did Gilbert Godfrey ever do like a PG, like family comedy? Was he ever involved in one of those like Bob Saget was? They said Bob Saget cussed like a sailor.
He did a lot of. The camera was off. Gilbert did a lot of voiceover work.
He did. The in Aladdin, I think, wasn't
it? Yeah, he was the parrot in Aladdin.
Yep.
So, yeah. Yes.
Okay, then.
He did.
Yeah.
He was Iago.
Iago?
Iago.
Was he the Geico goose or whatever? What is that? What does Geico have?
No, he was the Aflac duck.
That's it.
And then like
the Geico goose.
Yeah, and then like all of the.
I'm such a child.
Was there Me Too or what was it that came?
Something got him.
Something got him, and they tried to cancel Gilbert, and that's when Aflac cut him loose. And
but they kept the duck.
But they just recast the duck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just not the same
without Gilbert. Or theoretically, they just kept using Gilbert and just didn't pay him for it anymore, because let's be real.
They had voice recording.
They had his voice at that point. So, I mean, how many different ways can you make a duck say, Affleck!
Affleck!
You know? I mean, there we go. I can do it.
You know? Why did I think it was the Geico goose?
Geico is the gecko.
But nobody's ever had a goose, have they?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah. Liberty, I think they've
got the Liberty. They have the Limu Emu.
Yeah, the knocking over the bowling pins.
Yeah, they've got the Limu Emu.
And then State Farm overnight switched from Jake from a white guy to a black guy.
They've got white and black Jake.
Yeah. Jake really worked for the company. Black Jake is an actor. Did you know that?
I did not. And yes, we've talked about this before. I think even on the show. Now, the one I will still contend, and you know what? People might disagree with me. People might argue with me, but I don't care. I think Flo from Progressive's kind of hot in a, like, matronly way.
I don't get that.
Oh.
I've got another friend that was all into Flo.
Oh, I...
Personally, I'm not a big fan of the Flo.
Dear God. No, I, you know...
Well, she's dating John Hamm now, apparently.
No.
Well, based on the commercials.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of, I mean, what they've done with it's really inventive, because it's like him, like, hitting on her and her just trying to sell him insurance.
Nice.
It's pretty funny, actually.
Anyway, well, why don't we go ahead.
He's from St. Louis.
Why don't we go ahead and cut the cigar.
Oh, you have an Amazon delivery coming.
I don't.
Somebody.
I don't think I do.
Well,
somebody
does. If it's not Amazon, we may need to prepare to defend ourselves.
I don't think I do.
There might be some sort of incursion.
I mean, let's be real. If you were going to incur on somebody, that would be, it's the neighbor. That would be the way to do it, because nobody blinks at the Amazon trucks anymore.
No. That's how, that's
how you break in. Yeah. Amazon truck. Anyway, the official cutting is brought to you by Dan the Man Ponder.
That van doesn't even say Amazon, but we knew it was Amazon.
Well, yeah, it's the Amazon color.
Yeah.
And also it's, you know, Sunday. Who's delivering?
True. It is all beat to fuck too, though.
Well, yeah.
Like the top. Because
they've got, like, dude, they've got, like, any Tom, Dick, and Harry out there freaking just delivering for them.
Slamming into parked cars left and right. I
don't know if you saw, there was an article, or maybe it was a thing on, like, one of the Facebook crime groups. They were talking about how there was an Amazon driver who was delivering a pack. Oh, it says Amazon on the back.
On the back, it did.
Delivering a package at, like, 4:05 a.m. Because they do these overnight deliveries now, to where, like, you'll just wake up and your package will be on the porch. Well, like, he apparently was met with the homeowner with a gun staring at him because, you know, who expects to get their Amazon package at 4 o'clock in the morning?
No one.
And the homeowner was armed and ready to take action against the incursion. So
he did not like his timely delivery.
He did not, no. So, yeah, it was – I thought that was amusing. But anyway – Dan the Man Ponder, Riverman Cigar Company. We're just all sorts of.
We didn't do the cut.
I know. We're trying to get to the damn cigar here. So, it's Dan the Man Ponder, he's got his party coming up on Saturday.
Can I see that for a second?
No, because you're going to prematurely cut, and I'm not going to allow that. He's got his party coming up this weekend. Coming up this weekend on Saturday, the 20th. No, wait. I'm a week ahead.
The hell's wrong with you?
I don't know.
You're going to be in town this weekend.
Yeah, that's right. My schedule's all messed up. 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
24th?
The 24th. Guys, don't listen to what day I'm telling you. Listen to the dates I'm telling you.
September
which is
24th.
Saturday, September 24th. Dan the Man Ponder's got his party going on at Riverman. It's his annual party. He's got the guys from the Smoking Butts and Tapanache Cigar and Barbecue Crew coming out. They're going to be making the pulled pork and pulled chicken.
And guys, I've had their food before, and it is phenomenal.
They're going to have samples of ribs and brisket, from what I'm told. It's going to be a good time. Yeah. You're going to want to bring your lawn chair. There's going to be a cigar roller on site. There's going to be all sorts of great deals on some great cigars. I know that Dan is sitting on a nice supply of some really, really good opuses and Fuente cigars, as well as a whole bunch of other stuff. He just got in a whole bunch of Aganorsa Leaf cigars that are really great.
He's got all the Aladino. And if you can't get them at your home shop,
exactly,
he's got them for you.
You got the Aladinos covered. You know, I mean, like, guys, this is going to be a great opportunity for you to come out, have a nice little parking lot party, have some great barbecue, get some great cigars.
Well,
and just,
I mean,
just
there's
hang
a 1,500 square foot covered patio.
Well, yeah, but hopefully it'll be nice and sunny and blue skies and wonderful weather, and we won't have to worry about
bring it. Bring your covered lawn patio. Chair.
Yeah, definitely bring a lawn chair. Bring a lawn chair.
Bring two in case somebody else forgets one.
That's true. Be nice. Yeah,
be nice.
Consider your friend that
BYOCs
may not
bring your own
have
chairs.
Their chair. And then also on Friday the 23rd is Pulpit Fest at
Pulpit Fest.
Top Shooters, where we're just using it as an excuse for listeners to get together and have a good time.
I hope Dan the Man comes to that.
I think he's supposed to.
I really hope he does.
But the thing is I'm not paying for shit. So it's going to be separate bills for everybody unless,
Why'd you say that when I said Dan was coming? Are you not going to buy him a drink?
I'm just...
I mean, God, Nick.
I was trying to get to it. You're the one that keeps interjecting with other things.
Why do you have to be like that?
I'm not saying anything about Dan. I'm just
Dan, I'll buy you a drink.
Dear God. I mean,
Nick's being cheap. We're just kind of lounging today. We're only taking up half the screen. But,
Jeff,
like, there's so much air above us.
Oh, dear God. Anyway.
Dan the Man Ponder, Riverman Cigar Company, Crestwood,
Missouri. He does mail order. If you're not in the St. Louis area, give him a call. Dear God, Jeff.
I keep hitting my headphones on the wall.
You keep distracting me to where we are giving Dan the most chopped up subpar ad we could possibly give him.
And Riverman Cigar Company, Crestwood, Missouri.
Anyway, it's
time. Keep repeating it.
We go ahead and cut the cigar. Anyway.
Dan does mail order. Did you mention that?
I did mention that. You were banging your head against the wall at the moment that I mentioned that.
It is loud when I rub this against
the
bricks.
Maybe don't
bricks.
Do that. Maybe don't do that.
I'm kind of lounging.
Here.
Thank you.
Anyway. So, okay. So, yes. We've
it's
got the Diamond
Crown to Maximus.
Diamond Crown Maximus.
In honor of the Queen.
Well.
I wonder if the Queen ever smoked a cigar.
I don't know. I don't know.
Ooh.
I'm going to let you say it.
What sweet. Is
it? If I would have said it, he'd be like, you always get raisiny sweetness on it.
I didn't say raisins.
It is, though. Is it not?
Yeah.
Bingo. I'm like, come on, Jeff.
Yeah.
Tell me what it is.
It's got the taste of raisins.
Yep.
It does.
Exactly.
I'll give you that.
Exactly.
I always make fun of you for that because you steal it from the Cigar Authority, but
I do not.
In this case, it's true.
I do not. It's a relevant tasting note.
This is the jankiest bush that I've ever seen right in front of us here.
We don't need to talk about that.
It's like somebody came in and just hacked half of it down and just left it lay and then walked away and never came back.
That's literally exactly what happened. It's literally exactly.
I'm telling you, though,
exactly
you've got a nice mulberry tree growing here. So I'd leave that because you'll have some nice fruit in the spring. I'm a big fan of mulberries. Oh, no, I've got my own.
Oh, I see. You could bring that, but you couldn't bring a lighter.
Well, okay.
Or a cutter, I mean.
I use a lighter in the car because I can't conjure fire with my mind, but I can bite the tip off a cigar.
Can't conjure fire. Not something out of a Stephen King novel.
Exactly.
I gotcha. No, that's exactly what happened to my bush here. And then your mulberry tree or whatever there.
It's right
there. It started as a weed.
Well, no, it started as a mulberry tree, and now it's a bigger mulberry tree. It didn't, like, turn from, like...
I mean, it was a weed.
A mare's tail or something into that. So, yeah.
Yeah. So.
It's...
I don't know.
It was a foxtail, and now it's a tree.
I don't know. It'll be somebody
else's that works.
Problem at some point. Anyway, so opening thoughts on the Diamond Crown Maximus here.
Ooh, it's got a good flavor to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Got a really good flavor.
Ah, a little power to the retrohale. A little spice on the power on the retrohale.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yep. That's the thing.
Whoa.
For anybody who says that J.C. Newman, like, just does, like, mild to medium cigars, they have some really strong cigars in their portfolio. You know, they make really, I would say their wheelhouse, tends to be more in the medium to mild range, but man, they do have some powerhouses in their in their catalog. God. And this is definitely one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, and you don't get it on the cigar. It's only on the Retrohale.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, no, if you're just smoking it, you know, you're not getting that extra little bit.
No, you would never know.
Yeah. So,
that watered the eyes.
So, speaking of both the Newman's and the Cigar Authority.
Okay.
As you point out, I am going to be gone this weekend.
You indeed are.
I am indeed going to be gone.
Where are you going?
So, I'm going up to Two Guys.
Where is that? What state?
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire?
Anyway, I'm going up there.
What about Bob?
For the Two Guys Smoke Shop 37th anniversary party. And I'm going up there with Nick Gervais.
And it's going to be a party.
Scrolling back through my text message chain with him because that's where the list. He sent me a list of the guests that are going to be there. And
hey, Husto's there, isn't he?
Husto will be there. Husto, I'm sticking around. I'm watching the.
Does anybody else matter? Husto's going to be there.
The show on Saturday.
Coming to you live, by the way, from the JRE Tobacco Aladino Mobile Studios.
That's true. And
thank you, Husto.
And Husto, I know, will be there for that. And boy,
did I ever tell you that his dad, Julio, and I used to hang out down by the schoolyard?
Yes, I'm aware of that stupid joke. Anyway, so yeah, so this is going to be a pretty big deal. So it's going to be at this country club in Nashua. And, you know, I mean, I'm going to be eating like a champion, dude.
Oh, you're going to eat like Big Panda out there.
Big Panda. Yeah. And we're going to have Terrence Riley from Agnorsa Leaf.
Oh, I love Terrence.
We got Husto Aroa.
As always.
Eric Newman from JC.
I like Eric.
We got either Christian Aroa or Tom Lazuka from CLE/Asylum.
Yeah, we've met Christian. I don't know if we've met Tom. I don't think I've met him.
I don't know. But he,
that one didn't ring a bell.
He's the guy behind Asylum with Christian. We got a maybe on George Padrone.
Really?
Nestor Miranda, Lito or Tony Gomez, Nelson Alfonso, Oliver Nouveau from United Cigars.
Our man Oliver.
We got Nish or Nimish Patel from Rocky Patel, Rafael Nodell, Nick Perdomo, Jose Dominguez Jr.
Jose Dominguez Jr.
And then somebody from Davidoff, and then
we skipped over Perdomo there. Are you going to go out and kiss the ring? You're such a kiss ass with him. God, you love Nick Perdomo.
I like his cigars a lot.
If you could have his babies, you would.
Actually, you know what? I do want to congratulate them. They just announced that there's a grandchild on the way.
Oh, that's awesome!
Yeah, so there's going to be another Perdomo in the family.
Yeah, Nick's a great guy.
And then Glenn Case from Christoph.
I gave someone a walkthrough of a humidor yesterday, virtually.
Okay.
Okay. So, why? Yeah. So. My friend Dave, who you've met and talked to, calls me up.
He's been on
the
show at least once or twice.
Yeah. Well, he calls me up and he said, hey, he goes.
This fly wants to die, by the way, but I don't have my salt gun.
You need your salt gun.
It just keeps landing on my leg.
I don't get it. It's so windy, you'd think it wouldn't be. I don't know. Normally, when it's breezy like this, they kind of leave
you
alone.
It's just all about my leg. Anyway.
So Dave calls me up and he says, hey, I need a big favor. I've got this friend that's in town. He just told me he's in town. Meeting him at the cigar store. He's getting married. And he wants this cigar to celebrate or whatever. And he goes, I need your help picking out a good cigar. I said, okay. I said, we'll do this. When you get to the cigar shop, just FaceTime me and we'll go through the humidor.
Okay.
So he gets there. His friend's there. Meets him there. They FaceTime me. And I proceed to walk him through the humidor. And it was really funny because, and I don't even remember the guy's name that we were picking the cigars out for. But finally he goes, Dave, this guy really knows his shit. And I finally said, yeah, well, my friend and I do a cigar podcast. He goes, oh. So, yeah, I walked him around the humidor and picked stuff
out. And you're the one of
him.
The two of us that doesn't know his
shit. I know the least amount, yeah. But to them, I was like a cigar god.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I ended up walking him out of there. with they got a Leaf by Oscar.
Okay.
They picked up some Perdomo. I think they got the some. I think it was Lot 23 that they got.
Okay.
What else did they get? What else did they get? Oh, they got like they Gator got a My Father's CT Edition. My Father
sound like Gator staples.
They were, and that's what I asked him up front. I said, "Do you want, you know, more of a mild cigar, medium, full body?" And he said he wanted mild. I said, "I got you covered, brother."
Okay.
Yeah. I also hooked him up with an Acid 20.
Okay.
You know, and let's be honest, I was limited by the humidor. And what they had there, not that any of those cigars are bad, but there are other cigars. The cigar I initially took them to was going to be the Aladino Cameroon, but they didn't have Aladino in the humidor.
Ah.
So that shop needs to get them in.
Well, Trey Mac, that's like right in your backyard there, isn't it?
Kansas City? Well, I guess this would be Wichita.
Yeah, but isn't he from Lawrence?
Yeah, but I don't know. He didn't still live there, does he?
No, but like that's where he's from, isn't it?
Yeah, get on those stores in Wichita. Get your product in there because I was pushing it, and they didn't have it to buy.
Damn, Trey Mac.
Why are you constantly attacking our sponsors? I don't understand.
I'm not sponsor. I'm attacking Trey Mac.
He works for our sponsor.
Yeah, but you know who's probably entertained by the fact that I'm attacking Trey Mac. Let's be real.
And there was another one. I will be honest. I did talk about a few J.C. Newman products, and I didn't see those in the humidor either.
Trey Mac's busy doing his fantasy football stuff today anyway.
Oh, yeah. But this is the first big live show for him, isn't it?
Yep.
I've never understood fantasy football. I
did
it
a number of years.
What is the goddamn point?
It's fun. And for me, it was a nice way for me to keep up with the game. You know,
we're not actually watching it.
Well, no, I watched it because, like, back then I was like into it, and I would watch the games.
The Rams.
I would watch all the games that week. It was fun. Really? Yeah, flip around and check out everything.
Okay, so explain to me because you pick out a team. You don't just pick like if I was in a fantasy football league.
You don't pick.
I don't pick the Cardinals.
No,
the Arizona Cardinals.
You pick players.
Used to be the St. Louis Cardinals.
Positions and like so. But you then have, how? Now you have vested interest in a number of different teams.
But
and see, and the thing is, you don't necessarily have a vested interest in that team. You have vested interest in that player. So let's say you have the quarterback from Denver.
Okay.
Whatever. You want Denver to score a bunch of points.
So you get credit for those since you had the quarterback.
If they're passing touchdowns. If they're running touchdowns, you don't really get much. But you get a lot for a passing touchdown. Or
why? What is that?
Because the quarterback's the one throwing the ball, and you get the yardage and everything.
Okay, so let's say I pick a right tackle for my team. Mm. How do I get any points for that guy?
See, that's the thing. You don't have like defense. It's just all one. So you just pick that team's defense.
Oh, so I'm not fielding my dream team here on defense.
No, not on defense. There are leagues that you do that. They're way more complicated than I've never
done. I was going to say, yeah. Okay.
No. Defensive special teams, you basically pick like one team's.
So if I want to pick the Arizona Cardinals defense, but I want to pick, say, the Redskins. Are they even called the Redskins anymore?
No.
I don't know what anybody's called anymore.
We're the Washington Football Club or team, but
yeah.
I think they picked a name, but I'll be honest, I can't remember.
Are they the Guardians, or is that somebody else?
No, that was the Cleveland Indians.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Can we not just leave stuff alone? But anyway.
No.
So, okay. So
and you know the sad part is, I'm pretty sure that the Cleveland Indians were named after, like, the first, like, Native American, like, baseball player.
But anyway.
Anyway.
So, let's say I pick the Cleveland Indians for special teams.
Nah, see,
even though they're baseball.
That's baseball. You can't do that.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. I have to stay in the NFL.
You gotta stay in
could
the
I
NFL.
Pick an XFL team?
No, I mean, if you were doing, like,
really...
a fantasy XFL league, which...
No. I want to combine them.
Nah, you can't do that.
And maybe some of that barnstorming stuff that Kurt Warner was in before
that's
he won
like
the Super Bowl.
That's, like, drafting, like, one of the... I'm not going to complete that joke. I had one, and I just, like, right at the last minute.
Too much?
I pulled
over
back.
Over the line?
Yeah, that was going to be over the line.
You know what it is? Garofalo got in your head.
That was
He said that we've gone blue.
That was going to be, that one was going to be over the line.
I don't think we've been that, like, blue lately.
Not
I thought we've actually been kind of tame.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
ish.
I mean, the you know, there was that one morning sex, drunk sex, goodbye sex.
That was your United segment.
I know. And it was on the card. It was on the card. It's not like I made that up.
Yeah, we have a card.
We have a card.
Card's fault.
I bought a game, and I have the card. So, you know, whatever. But anyway.
So there, Garofalo.
That's good. Get me in trouble as I'm, like, departing in, like, less than 36 hours to go to see this guy. That's great, Jeff. Thanks.
Oh, I've got
the day
I'm
this
have some fun
the day
the
this
the
episode
show.
Drops is the day that I freaking see him, and I really appreciate that. So, yeah. Anyway,
I have my joke. Can I do it now?
No,
Dave will like it. It's a dad joke.
Okay, I guess we'll move the dad joke of the week up to now.
Okay, so
not
ready?
That I have a stinger for it or anything yet, because
it's true.
You know,
so
I've been busy.
Okay, so there's this nun teaching at the...
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no.
It's this nun teaching at the little Catholic school in Pinckneyville, you know, where I have my paper.
This won't end well.
And the class gets done early, and, you know, they're all sitting there, and the nun's like, man, I got to do something to kill some time here. These kids are going to get restless. So she says, hey, she goes, guys, when we die... And God comes to get us, what does he take us to heaven by?
What?
And little Timmy says, I know. And she goes, what? And he goes, your feet.
What?
Your feet. I know, I thought it was going to go somewhere dirty too, but it didn't. And she goes, well, why do you think God takes us by our feet? And he said, because I walked into my mom and dad one time in the bedroom, and my mom's legs were up in the air, and she was screaming, I'm coming, God, I'm coming.
Dear God. All right. Well, thoughts on the Diamond Crown Maximus.
That was Robusto, for you, Dave Garofalo.
Robusto number five. I really enjoy this cigar. It's got a bit of a flaky ash, like if you look at it.
Mine's holding solid, brother.
Well, no, it's holding solid.
Yeah, what happened to yours? Look at
I did
your
knock
ash.
A little off, but like, oh. look at it.
Hey, you're flipping me off. You guys saw that.
Not on purpose. Anyway, but look at it. It's a little on the flaky side.
It's not like
it's flaking apart, but it's not. But it's kind of like, you know. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, you're not helping me with the freaking review here at all.
Not
you're
at all.
Like, it's good. Moving on. Okay. Cigar reviews by Gator. It's good.
It's a good stick.
Yeah. That's helpful. I'm sure that just really makes our listeners just that much happier that they're listening to us. Well, I'm looking at that. I got cellophane there. I've got a cigar band there. This is definitely...
It's starting to feel like it's time to put your tent back up.
It's starting to feel like your place. You got
wow.
Like... Wow. What? You just let shit fly all over the place off that patio table.
It goes into the neighbor's yard, then they got to deal with it.
Well, that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah, I was going to say. If this bush was gone, you'd have a clear path to the wind just taking it away.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is, it's not. It's all collecting.
It is, yeah. Indeed, all collecting. Then yeah. The little birds and squirrels and shit can use it in their nests.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
What? They're not eating it. They're just putting it in the nest. It's not a big deal. I did see a little baby rabbit in there one day recently.
The snake get it?
No. No.
Have you seen the rabbit lately?
It was Tuesday I saw the rabbit.
Not since?
No.
Yeah, snake got it.
You bastard.
He's got like a lizard in here, a blue tail. I guess it's a skink or whatever.
Or something.
It's like 3.5 feet long.
It's not that long.
It's pretty big.
Very big.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the size of one of those Gila monsters.
It might
whatever.
Be a foot long. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
It might be. But it's not like 3.5 feet long. It's like the fucking Godzilla living in my bush here. Anyway.
You know, you come out and it's like eating your tire.
Yeah, it's not that bad. So, well, this is just
wrapped around the front of your car.
This has just been riveting radio. So why don't we go ahead and go jump into this week's Ask the Boys.
Shall we play a game?
You talking to me? I have a question for you.
You gotta ask me nicely.
Ask me about my wiener!
You got a question. You ask the Apa.
Come on, sucker. Let's get it on.
Okay. Well, it is indeed that time for Ask the Boys, where we answer your listener questions. We have two.
Okay.
You know, because...
But they're going to be two good ones, I bet.
It was a slow week for calls this week, but that's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Well, we're recording a little early, too. We usually don't do it until tomorrow, so there might have been another call or two.
Yeah, maybe. But anyway, guys...
Somebody's got to get on a plane this week.
Get your call... Yeah, stupid early. Get your calls and questions, concerns, opinions, whatever, into us by calling the Ask the Boys hotline at area code 863-874-0000. And with that, why don't we go ahead and listen to the first call.
Hey, boys. Andrew here. So I'm getting married on the 17th.
Good for you, Andrew.
So, but I am bringing my wife to the Riverman and the pulpit event.
That's awesome.
The following weekend. We'll still be on a little honeymoon.
My God, that's awesome.
A staycation, you could say. So, yes, we are coming. Not the whole wedding party, unfortunately. Most of her girlfriends probably couldn't handle it.
Bring the single ones.
Yes.
But we'll be coming. We look forward to seeing you guys. Stay smoky.
Yeah. No.
That's
no.
awesome.
Yeah, that's Andrew. He lives up in the Ferguson area here in St. Louis.
Yeah.
And, you know, he called the other week about his wedding. And, you know, I estimated that it would be the same day as, like, the Riverman event, Pulpit Fest and all that. But
week before.
It's the week before, which means he can actually have his honeymoon with us.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. And
honeymoon,
like I said,
with Nick and Gator.
Like I said, you don't have to bring a whole wedding party.
Just the single ladies.
Just the single bridesmaids. Yeah. Anyway, so...
All the single ladies.
Yeah. No, that's great. I like that.
I'm excited. That's really cool.
No, that's going to be fun. I do like that.
Yep.
So, okay.
I hope she wears her wedding dress to the Riverman event.
That would be fun.
Like a whole Miss Havisham thing? That'd be great.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. The hell is
Are you impressed I knew Miss Havisham?
Bee flying there. That is kind of an impressive, you know.
You didn't see that coming,
did
you?
Didn't see that coming.
Went all literary.
You did. I mean, I'll give you that.
I'm smarter than I act on the show occasionally.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
And there's moments where it's just
me.
Painfully obvious that, yes, it's just you. This fly will not quit landing on my leg.
Okay, so I got a bonus joke for you.
I have got a stupid fly.
All right. I got a bonus joke.
Oh, God.
In between calls.
All right.
Dave, I looked these up for you. So,
oh, God.
So, there's a little man, and he's in the nursing home, and he's got a girlfriend.
Oh, no.
And while everybody else during the day after lunch is playing bingo or going to take naps, they go down to the rec room, and they're the only ones in the rec room. And he pulls down his pants.
Oh, no.
And he pulls out his penis. And she just stands there.
Damn it, Jeff.
And holds his penis for, like, you know, an hour, hour and a half. And then they, you know, put themselves back together and go. So this goes on for, like, 3 months. You know, they've been a couple. She just stands there and holds his wiener. One day, she comes down to the rec room, and he'd gotten there early, and she opens the door. And there's another woman standing there holding his penis.
Oh, my God. He's cheating on her.
And she goes, oh, my God. She goes, what does she have that I don't? And the little old man looks at him, looks at her and says, Parkinson's.
I
get it? She's holding his
I get it. All right, moving on. We got another call. We got the other call.
That's for you, Dave.
We have the other call to get to on the Ask the Boys.
You didn't see this coming.
Here. I got some good news for y'all. I need to clarify with my attorney, John Quimby, as it were, but to my understanding, with the passing of Queen Elizabeth,
oh, no.
Yours truly is next in line for the throne. He is a prince. I don't come from royal lineage. Is it true, though? But I have listened to Queen many a dawn, and I did accidentally record the first season of Downtown Abbey. Anywho's, I have mentoring lessons from several queens I met at the Rainbow Room downtown. Long story short, I guess what I need from you all is if you could put me in touch with a couple of those Mexican carpenter peoples to build me a throne. Is I am not sure if one is provided, as it were. Moreover, I am in need of some coyotes to smuggle me into the country, as my visa application has been denied due to old Jerry Pulaski being a person of interest in a cold case from 1888 in the Whitechapel area, as it turns out. I do mean actual coyotes, just to be clear, as I am going to get the Trojan Coyote Project right this time. Anywho, thanks for all your help.
Maybe if we built a large wooden badger.
I'm just imagining.
Shut up and go and change
your armor. I just have this mental image of Jerry Pulaski down at the drag show, you know, asking the drag queens for help on, you know, royal etiquette.
I love that he needs real coyotes to help sneak him in because he's going to hide inside of a wooden coyote. I got that Trojan horse reference. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know,
we have interesting listeners, Jeff. That's all I can say. You know.
So I've got to tell you guys a story about Nick.
Oh, no.
So earlier, this is real. This isn't a joke. So earlier,
what are you
this
about
week,
to tell?
We were talking about the whole, like, lineage, you know, who comes up next. He knows exactly where I'm going.
I do.
Who gets the crown next and all that?
Because I was under the impression that Charles was going to get skipped. I, for whatever reason,
initially
had thought
they had said that after the
Charles
whole Camilla thing
was going to get skipped, and that it was going to go straight
times
to,
passed, they
to
circled back
William.
On that.
Yeah, exactly. So obviously that's not.
So he
the
stole
case.
The crown from his son. Basically, is what's happened.
What a dick!
So
the dad should want the best for his son.
Well, yeah, but he also wants to die as the king. He wants to be the king, so he goes down in history as the king.
I guess.
So that being said, I say to Nick in a passing comment, which I often do, I said, "Hey, you know, John Goodman is in the lineage to become king. I mean, it's way down the line."
And that's what I said. I said, "Well, he must be way down the line, somewhere."
Now, you know, he didn't get the fact I was referring to the movie King Ralph.
Did not get that until later in the day when I checked my messages. I saw that you had sent me the YouTube video of the trailer to King Ralph. And I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that movie.
That was one of those times when you never know when to believe or not believe me.
It's true.
And you actually bought that one.
At that moment, I bought it.
Yeah.
And I was wrong. And this is why you just can't trust Gator.
No.
So.
No, you cannot.
No. Anyway, well, you know, good luck with that, Jerry.
Yeah, and, Jerry, yeah.
You know, I will admit I would be curious to see a UK under Jerry Pulaski. I think it'd be interesting.
It would be something.
Not going to say good. Not going to say bad.
Yeah. I want to point out, look at my ash, people.
And I have
if
ash.
If you're on the YouTubes.
Mine. I have ash mine. Yeah, no, you have a very.
That thing is hanging on.
You're like at the halfway point of that cigar, too.
I mean, I'm going to ash all over myself at some point.
Slightly past halfway.
But that thing is hanging on like a champ.
It is indeed. Anyway, guys, get your calls, questions, comments, concerns, whatever, into the Ask the Boys hotline at area code 863-874-0000. So, okay. Since we are at the halfway point of the Diamond Crown Maximus Robusto number 5, why don't we go ahead and give thoughts on that?
I've enjoyed it. It's my first cigar of the day. The smoking itself, it's put off a ton of smoke. The ash, like I said, is hanging on like a champ on this thing.
A little leathery.
Yeah, I'm getting hints of leather. Leather and black pepper is what I'm getting.
Yeah, I was saying, the spice. Yep. Yeah. And, but it's a good cigar. great. I mean, very like flavorful. You said, putting out a ton of smoke on it. The draw on it's been great. I mean, I'm digging it a lot. I am a little nervous to do a Midway Point retrohale, but I'm going
after
to.
After that first one, dear God.
Oh. Yep. Yep.
There's, it's still there.
That's where the pepper's at.
Man, it's an eye waterer.
Really, really good cigar, though.
Yeah, so, it really is.
Anyway, I am glad that you and I ate before we smoked that one, though, because that could have been too much.
Yeah. Now, we need to. Are we going to talk about our food experience, or are we going to save that for Friday's
show? That will be Friday's show.
Okay. Yeah. So, guys, you got to hang on till Friday, because you got to hear this. Yeah. I had the worst dining experiences this weekend.
I'm calling it the Gator
restaurant reviews.
Reviews. But yeah, I'm gonna go with that.
I took Nick out to eat today and told him before we ate there to just sit back and watch the lack of service.
Yeah, and
we'll go into that Friday.
That's a tease. We'll get into that on Friday. So why don't we now go ahead and jump into the United Cigars One Must Go.
One Must Go.
We all need to live united, but one must go. Brought to you by United Cigars, makers of La Giana Havana, Abuelo, Red Anchor, Firecracker, and of course, United Cigars. Distributors of Jose Dominguez, Garofalo, Montosa, and Terra Nova, and the highly acclaimed Atabey, Byron, and Bandolero. Whoa. Buy United, smoke United, live United, United Cigars.
Whatever you did there adjusted things.
All right, it got really loud.
Yeah, I'm wondering if that's part of the issue with the it's the cord.
Could be.
I wonder if that dongle's going bad.
Possible. I don't know.
Might need to look into that. But anyway.
I don't know.
We've been trying to...
Guys, yeah, let's address the elephant in the room for a moment. So obviously, for the last however many episodes, we've been dealing with some audio issues when it comes to like the drops and everything.
Yeah.
Now, admittedly, last week's Ask the Boys was on our boy Teddy
and his potato quality
burner phone, because I guess he's like,
Teddy, I love you, brother.
He's running from the law, but
exactly. Is this one of those deals? Every time you called, you just cracked a phone
in half and throw it.
Yeah, he went through like 11 phones on that episode.
He did, but anyway, no, something has changed with my setup here, and I don't know why. And the problem is, I have 6 buttons on the board where I can pre-record or put in some pre-recorded sound to where I could play them that way. The problem is...
I'm going to get rid of my ash, guys, because I'm afraid it's starting to bend, and I'm going to ash myself.
The way I have to plug in the camera in order to record the audio from the board into the camera for the video portion of it, I only have access to 3 of those buttons, and I can't switch what's on those buttons as we're actually recording.
Oh.
Well,
Wind gust
took it. You going to fix that?
Yeah, I'll get up in a second.
Okay. And so anyway,
actually, I like this better.
No, you need to fix this. Fix it.
Okay,
fix it. Anyway, and so, no, I'm working on it. It's something. Something's up. I don't know what, and I need to figure this out. But we'll get it figured out. So, okay. So, United Cigars, One Must Go. You're good, Jeff.
One Must Go.
So, we have a movie one this week.
Okay.
Or this time. I keep saying this week, because we do this one every episode.
Yeah.
So, we have a movie one this one.
This time.
Anchorman.
Okay.
Superbad.
Okay.
The Hangover and Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, my God. You're in my top 10. Okay, so hit him again. Anchorman.
Anchorman 1.
Not 2. Yeah.
Superbad.
Yeah.
The Hangover. Dumb and Dumber.
Holy God.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. So, by the way, with Anchorman, you just saw Champ Kime.
I did.
In person.
I went and
you
saw...
You were hanging out with Champ Kime.
I went and saw Champ, and it was a good show.
I don't even know his real name.
David Kluckner?
Kluckner, yeah. From The Office, too.
Yeah, he played Todd Packer.
Todd Packer
on the office.
What a skeezy piece and, of shit that guy was.
Oh, trust me, he comes off that way in person. It's pretty. He was hilarious. It was really great. But yeah.
You've bragged about that comedy show a lot.
It was a good show.
Yeah, and I'm kind of jealous because that one sounds fun.
And it was a Facebook ad. That's the really weird thing. Is like it was just a Facebook ad, and I was like, I'm gonna go do this.
Well, yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get the ad Facebook.
It was at the same place that had Bob Saget back in October before he passed away. And I would have gone, but we had a COVID.
That was when I invited him to come on the show when he was here in St.
Louis.
COVID
resurgence, and I would have had to have worn a mask. And yeah. I said no.
Yeah.
So anyway, so Anchorman, Superbad, Hangover,
there's
or Dumb
so
and Dumber.
Many.
I know my answer.
So many good lines in Superbad. The Hangover is a classic.
And well,
to be honest,
Dumb and Dumber is a classic.
I liked all three of them. Dumb and Dumber is an institution.
Exactly.
Man, this fly. I tell you
I
what.
I know. There's like two of them or one or two of them out here.
Yeah, they're annoying
as
hell.
They are making it their mission to like just piss us off.
Yeah, they want to get on camera. I guess they're.
I know which one I'm going to go with.
Scale for
I
every
know
appearance.
Which one I'm going to go with.
Which one are you going with?
I'm going with Anchorman.
Okay, now I'm going to tell you something crazy.
And the reason I'm going to go with Anchorman, before we get into this, the reason I'm going to go with Anchorman is because I feel like Anchorman is about 90% awesome. Where that movie loses me is the end. It's like they had no idea how to end that movie.
No. You don't. Oh, my God. You don't know this.
What?
There's a whole nother movie inside that movie that was left on the cutting room floor.
All I know is when it gets to the point when they're in the bear pit and the dog comes along and talks to the bears and that's what saves them, that was like, okay, we've gone to a whole different
that
level.
That was Baxter.
That was ridiculous is what that was.
It was Baxter.
No,
he met his cousin out in the wild.
That was too far. That was too far for me. It was so fun. All the inner office drama with them
You know why Baxter was on his own? Was because Jack Black kicked him off the bridge.
Okay.
Well, they had to have a way to bring Baxter back. That tied it all together.
But he's talking with the bears and saving their lives and stuff, you know, from the
bears. And he told him to go in peace.
I don't. It got weird at the
end. That's the part that was weird for you.
It got weird. Yes, when they were just like hitting on Christina Applegate and being stupid.
Oh, God.
And even the whole newsman fight.
60% of the time.
Works every time.
It works every
Hilarious
time.
Hilarious bit. I mean, I love it so much. There's so much about Anchorman I love incredibly. The newsman fight, amazing. I do think the newsman fight in part two got way over the top.
Hold on. And I am not a big Will Smith fan. But Will Smith calling in an airstrike during that fight was awesome.
Dude, Anchorman 2 was everything I liked about Anchorman 1 on coke, and it was just too much. It was too much.
And then somehow he gets like the space weapon and blows the side of the building off.
Yeah.
But, I mean, are we going to completely ignore the fact that that was the ghost of Stonewall Jackson?
Yes, we are going to completely ignore that. But anyway, that's why I'm going with Anchorman, is I feel like the ending of Anchorman fell apart. I feel like it was like 90% there.
Here's the
and
part,
it fell apart.
Here's the part you don't know. And you can find this in a simple YouTube search.
Okay.
There was a complete other movie that was filmed where they end up in this mountain like bunker thing. I guess it's where the tower for the broadcast, you know, the television station is. And they have to go save Christina Applegate from like terrorists up in this bunker. And it's all them like, you know, going in like there's some kind of special
like Mission
Forces.
Impossible shit.
Yes.
See, now that would have been funnier.
Yeah. That was all left.
Why did they do that instead of the bears?
Because it was going to be a 6-hour long movie.
Oh, dude, that would have been so much better than the bears.
Yeah.
I did not like the... I remember the first time I saw it, I was like, this movie's awesome, this movie... What is up with the bears? And like, and ever since then, that's always been my thing. It's like, I just... It just like... It was funny and wacky.
Was
and
it then Luke it just, Wilson that lost his other arm to the bear?
And then it just got wacky.
He lost one in the newsroom fight.
Yeah.
In the gang fight with the news teams. And then he lost the other when the bear came up. He's like, oh, you got to be kidding me. Yeah. No, there's a whole, and you guys can go watch this on YouTube. It's out there, or at least it used to be. And it's actually really funny.
Okay. So
it was the Anchorman 2 before there was an Anchorman 2.
Because here's the deal. Superbad, dude, I don't know if you can make a funnier high school coming of age movie.
No.
Than Superbad.
No.
And
it is raunchy.
And the Hangover Part 1 is just, it's perfect. It's just absolutely perfect.
I will contend, other people dog on the Hangover 2 and 3. I thought they were a good trilogy. I really did.
Put together, they're good. Individually, I do think 2 and 3 are a little lacking in comparison to 1.
Yeah.
But when you put them all together, I do think they work well. Part 1 is just perfect.
But when they bring,
it's 100% perfect.
But when they bring John Goodman in, is the guy they referenced in the first movie?
Yes. No,
they really tied it together
that's
well.
That's the thing. It, as a trilogy, it works really well. But I do think Part 1 is just absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
And Dumb and Dumber, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I don't know how you get better than Jim Carrey and
what's his nuts?
Not Jeff Bridges.
He's the guy in Old Man, isn't he?
Jeff Bridges. Is that Jeff
Bridges?
It's
not Jeff Bridges. That's the guy in Old Man.
Yeah.
No, it's the guy from not the Newsroom.
You literally have. Is it the guy from Newsroom?
It's not Newsroom. It's the one where he's the anchor.
Oh, this is embarrassing. God damn it. You have your phone sitting right there.
Yeah, I'm not
going
to use
it. And I'm using mine as a soundboard, and yet, God dang. Jeff Daniels.
Jeff Daniels.
Yeah, Jeff Daniels.
What was the show he was in where he was the news anchor? That was
the Newsroom.
Movie. Was that the Newsroom?
Yes.
Okay, so it was him. And he gives that speech about how America's not number one and all
yeah,
that.
I'm
yeah,
not gonna
it's
lie.
It's actually a really good speech.
That
says a lot. Go on. Dog me.
It's a really good speech if you're a woke liberal.
No, but he's right. He's right. We used to build things. He talks about that. We don't build things anymore.
No, it's true, but like, come on.
Yeah, NAFTA. Thanks, Clinton.
I don't know. It was good in terms
we
of
we sent
like,
all our manufacturing overseas.
Yeah,
and we I don't wonder know. We wonder why you know, we had jobs then.
No. Now, why yeah. do you always somehow find a way to turn it to freaking politics? Anyway,
I'm gonna acquiesce to you. Of the four, Anchorman has to go.
I think you're right,
and I hate that because it's got so many good lines.
Yeah.
I miss your smell. I miss your musk.
Yeah. Lamp. I love Lamp.
I love Lamp.
And
oh,
it's just,
God.
It's such a good movie. But I do feel like when stacked up against The Hangover and Superbad and Dumb and Dumber, I just don't know.
When Steve Carell invites Christina Applegate to the pants party.
Yes.
Are you trying to tell me there's a party in your pants?
Yeah.
Oh, brick.
God. It was. And that's the thing, man. Like I,
those are all quality. That's a hard one. Must go.
And I literally watched David Kluckner do the line about you know blah blah blah, and then taking Dorothy Mantooth out for a nice steak dinner, and a guy never call her again, and a guy from the audience, random guy from the audience, just yells, "Dorothy Mantooth is a saint."
he doesn't even have to set that up. Somebody in the audience will scream that every time.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
No, it's true. And that's the thing. I mean, I watched that go down, but yet I still...
No touching of the hair or face.
I still contend that of those four, unfortunately... unfortunately,
this may be the hardest one must go that we've ever done.
Maybe.
I'll admit that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to acquiesce and go with Anchorman with you there. You can't get rid of Superbad. Superbad is just... Yeah, you're right. It's the best coming of age like high school movie
it
ever.
It is. I mean, it totally is. And Dumb and Dumber is just an absolute classic.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, Samsonite.
I was way off.
I was way off. Yeah. No. Anyway. All right, guys. That's been the United Cigars. One Must Go.
The One Must Go segment was brought to you by United Cigars. United we smoke.
So.
That was a good one.
We are in the final third, finalthirdcigar.com. Of broccoli. Of the Diamond Crown Maximus here. Any thoughts on the...
I'm getting swimmy. A
little bit.
Yeah.
Slightly.
I'm getting swimmy now on the back of this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God we ate. You're right.
Oh, yeah.
This is a strong cigar for me.
If we would not have eaten, this would have been a little much. But typically when I smoke this cigar, it's like my last one of the evening.
Yeah, we went first out of the gate on this.
We did.
I didn't even have a road stick coming over to see you. Yeah, I'm gonna have to take a nap after this.
Well, all right then. Well, why don't we go ahead and jump into this?
Guess what, motherfucker?
It's time for three cigars that we smoked and enjoyed this week. And I have been really bad about posting to Instagram lately.
I have
mostly
too.
Because, to be honest, I have been so beyond incredibly busy that I continually keep smoking my go-tos.
Yep.
And because I'm smoking my go-tos, I am not posting pictures.
Do you want me to start then? Give me a little time?
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and start?
Okay, so I haven't been there in a long time, but I actually went to the world-famous Hill Cigar Company yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I had to take some pictures over at Forest Park, and I was right there. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to stop in and just sit and in the lounge, have a cigar. I haven't done that in a long time. And I've just been so busy.
Okay.
So busy. But I had an Ashton Heritage, the Puro Soul, I believe it's called.
Okay.
What an outstanding cigar.
Yeah?
Yeah. The Ashton Heritage. Good cigar. Not a horrible price point on the cigar, either for an Ashton. Very good cigar.
Okay.
And really enjoyed it. It was a long smoke. It took me probably an hour 15. Oh, and yeah. For me, you know, that's something.
That is something.
Because I smoke fast.
You smoke incredibly fast. Although you're smoking this one at a fairly good clip. I mean,
I'm like, I got a nicotine high.
You're like right in there with
me.
You know?
Down, we're almost nubbing it.
We're very close. So my first one is one that I smoked while editing up some episodes the other day. It is the Perdomo 20th Anniversary Search Sun-Grown Churchill.
Okay.
That's one that I've been buying. Dan has a box of them on the shelf at Riverwood. Okay. And it's one of those things where I probably should just nut up and buy the box because, you know, they just are smoking so wonderfully out of it.
Yeah.
But I just keep buying it, like, one at a time. And I know I'm not the only one buying it because, you know, there's been some missing. But, I mean, it's just smoking so great. And, you know, you get that spice and that nutty flavor and just, you know, everything. It's just so earthy. It's so good. And I'm digging it so much, and I really should. It's one of those things. When you find a box of cigars on a shelf at a shop.
We've said it before. And buy them.
Yeah. And you smoke like one or two of them out of it, and they're just smoking like perfectly.
Yep.
Just you should honestly just buy the box.
Load up on it.
Just buy whatever's left because that box is just smoking beautifully.
Yep.
And that's the thing. I should just go ahead and do it, but I haven't yet.
Pull the trigger.
Probably not going to.
You're
going to
thank yourself if you do.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to, but you know, still at the, you know, it's been smoking great.
There you go. So I ran home to what I know, and it's actually a cigar. I've mentioned it once recently, but it's one of my favorite cigars. It's that Leaf by Oscar.
Mm.
And I picked one of those up the other day, and you know me, I like the Connecticut.
Yep.
What a good cigar. I mean, just nutty, creamy. Smokes like a champ every time. I mean, it's probably one of my top five all-time favorite cigars.
There you go. My second one is one that I smoked while I was laying out my newspaper this week and took a picture of, even prepped it with the watermark and everything.
You did.
Totally forgot to post it.
Wow.
Completely forgot. And so I smoked the EP Carrillo Pledge.
You love that cigar.
That's the one that won the Cigar of the Year.
Yep.
From Cigar Aficionado. I believe it's actually their highest rated Cigar of the Year ever as well.
Wow.
And let me tell you, it smoked so great. I mean, the smoke production on it, the burn, everything. I mean, it was perfect.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think he got like a 96.
Yeah, it was Cigar Aficionado. Pretty high up.
And, oh, I mean, it was great, and I really enjoyed it. And, yeah, EP Creo Pledge.
Okay, then. I'm going to end up, and I'm going to give a shout-out to our studio sponsor here.
Okay.
Again, you know me. I run home to what I know and what I like. But I had a Aladino Cameroon that I'd got over at Dan's place over at Riverman. And, guys, if you've never had it, you got to track this cigar down. I tried talking, you know, Dave and his friend into getting one yesterday, and, of course, they didn't have them there in the humidor. So we got to get into those humidors out in Wichita with the Aladinos. But what just a good cigar. It's got that spice to it off that Cameroon tobacco. Just love it. Absolutely love that cigar.
There we go. And my last one is one that I found rattling around in the humidor, and I smoked it. And I smoked it, I'll be honest, I smoked it on the way home. So I was in the car. It was not where I wanted to smoke it.
Yeah.
I wanted to sit and truly enjoy it. But when I got in my travel humidor, I had been, you know, smoking, and I burned through a lot of my, like, go-to cigars, ones that I know, ones that I don't mind smoking in the car.
Yeah.
You know, this is one that I wanted to sit and truly savor, but it was, I had a bit of a drive ahead of me, and I was like, nah.
But you had it, and it
timed
out.
I want a cigar, and it timed out, and so I did it.
Am I the only one that does that? Do you do that? I time my cigars, like, if I'm going to smoke a Toro or a Churchill or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
based on my drive.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, like, you don't start up a Robusto when you've got an hour and a half long drive, you know? It's like.
Exactly.
You go for a, you know, bigger cigar.
Yep.
In this case, I went with the Las Calaveras. By Crown Heads, it was the 2021, the yellow band one.
Oh, yeah, good stick.
I love that cigar. It's so peppery. It's got so much body to it and yep. everything like that. It's just...
It's an end-of-the-day smoke for me, for sure.
Yeah, but it's so good, and I lit that up, and I enjoyed it, but realistically...
You even talked to me while you were smoking.
I did.
Like, man, I wish I wasn't smoking this in the car. I'm like, well, just smoke yeah. a cigar you enjoy, you know, why
yeah.
not?
No, so. And that's how that went down, but... Anyway, but we do actually, and at some point, you and I need to coordinate with Pinky because the 2022 Las Calaveras is out and available.
Yeah.
I need to probably, I don't know if Dan still has any or not, but if he doesn't, then I need to circle up with Broccoli Rob and see if he does. I need the Robusto size. But one of our listeners, Doug Pendleton,
mm-hmm.
actually gifted us cigars at last year's Riverman event, and it was, I believe, the 2018, 2019, 20, okay. and 21 Las Calaveras. So it was four cigars, okay, for each of us and also a set for Pinky. And then we were going to sit and we were going to smoke them all to try and like come up with the differences amongst the different years. Because... For example, this year's Las Calaveras, it is not the same smoking experience as last year's.
Can I call an audible here on you?
Okay.
I don't want to smoke...
Five cigars at one time?
No! Because, for one, it's going to be a waste of five good cigars. I'd rather time those out over five episodes and then draw distinctions and differences between them.
It does require,
we could just have a month of Las Calaveras.
It does require taking notes.
Yeah. I mean, but I would rather do that because I hate to say it. We're just going to waste those cigars.
Well, maybe Crown Heads would sponsor Las Calaveras month. Ooh. Hey.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, no, we could. I mean, we could potentially do that. You know, something different. But
yeah.
But no, I've got them and I need to secure up some of the 22s so that we can have. You know, 5 years straight, but I think that would be good to go.
That could be fun, but like I said, I'd rather do one a show and give each one of them its due.
Okay.
And Crown Heads, if you want to sponsor a month, I think that's perfect.
I mean, it would be a good way to make it their month.
We could.
Anyway, so that's been three cigars that we smoked and enjoyed this week. And you've already done your dad jokes.
I have.
So I guess
I can do more if you're asking for
it. I guess it's time for this. This would normally be the time that I give some information about My Monthly Cigars, but I've hired that out this week, so take it away.
My Monthly Cigars is a premium cigar subscription service. It comes in a variety of different size boxes at affordable prices. Use offer code PULPIT and get free shipping on your first box and 20% off any items in the online store at MyMonthlyCigars.com.
That's offer code PULPIT. Thanks!
So it's offer code PULPIT, P-U-L-P-I-T. And also, don't forget about fucking good coffee.
Indeed.
You've got the Daily Press there you can get. That's our blend. You've got the Lounge blend. If you go to Broccoli Rob's place, man, we're giving him some shout-outs this episode. But if you go to his place out in Indy, he's got it on tap there.
He does.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about on tap.
You can buy a bottomless cup.
You can.
Which I did when we were there for 13 hours. Put it hurting on that coffee that day.
Anyway.
So I drink at least three of those pots myself.
Down to the very end of the final third cigar of this Diamond Crown Maximus Robusto number 5.
I the whole show I've been wanting to make Mambo number 5 jokes, but I can't figure out how to sing Robusto number 5 or whatever.
Thank God. Fantastic cigar. Gonna need a little bit of a break before we have another, but
super swimmy,
super good cigar. I'm digging it.
Smoke this one on a full stomach, boys and girls.
Yes, yeah. Indeed.
Because it's this cigar knows somebody.
Knows somebody.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, we're on Instagram at the Cigar Pulpit as well as at Naked Gator, N-E-K-K-I-D Gator.
That's my page.
Thanks for the tee up, by the way. And we're on Facebook.
You're lucky I'm still talking.
We're on Facebook where we have the Cigar Pulpit Parishioners group. You're going to want to get in on that so that you know, kind of ahead of the game, what's going on. And, you can interact with other parishioners. It's a good time.
Exactly.
And then we don't do jack shit on Twitter, but we have a Twitter. And then we're on YouTube where you can watch this. And then we need your calls on the Ask the Boys hotline.
That's right. Code
863-874-0000.
You can see me just lounging against the brick wall comfortably.
Oh, yeah. It's just a sea of fat humanity. I just watched a kid just wipe out on his bike in the backyard.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Is he getting up?
He's getting up. Yeah. Okay, good. He's getting up. He's
if we
up.
Had it turned around, we could have sent it into, well, although they don't take, video submissions on ridiculousness, but.
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, he didn't wipe out that
They don't
part.
Take submissions, but how do they get the videos?
They go online and just take them.
But that's what I'm saying. So think about this. You have people purposely posting videos to get on there. They just don't submit them. They just put them on the internet, and then they get taken.
Exactly. So
it's kind of a bass-ackwards way of saying we don't take submissions, because you kind of are.
Well, yeah, but,
And I love to hear Chanel giggle like a porpoise.
God, I can't stand Chanel West Coast. cannot stand Chanel West Coast.
She has good light days and bad light days. Like, I'll watch one episode, I'm like, man, Chanel looks so good.
It's true.
And then the next one is like, oh, my.
It's true, but Jeff, I don't know if that's something you should say.
Now Sterling always looks good. He's a handsome guy.
Dear God.
And I like Dyrdek. Dyrdek, okay, he might be the biggest D-bag on the planet, but he comes off like just a nice guy.
I don't think he's a giant D-bag, is he?
I don't know. I mean, he's a skater boy.
Yeah, but I mean, he doesn't strike
me as such. No, he seems like just a genuinely nice person.
He does. I don't know why we're giving ridiculousness a giant plug, but whatever. Anyway.
They've got a new one now that Snooki's doing. They've done one, a food one, with the hot girl from Saved by the Bell. God, what was her name?
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. She's the host on one of them. And Angela from The Office is on there with her. She's one of the, people on the couch.
Okay.
Yeah. And then now Snooki's got one. And I think the girl with the buffalo wings, the blonde, in the Daisy Dukes and Dukes of Hazzard.
Jessica Simpson?
I think she's one of the co-hosts on the couch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now we all know what Gator's been busy doing is sitting on his ass watching video shows on
I
TV.
I love ridiculousness.
You know,
every time we go on a trip somewhere, it's always on.
It is always on.
Always on.
And I'm sure I'll be watching it in my hotel room, you know, later this week.
Yeah.
Because that, it is very, it's one of those things. When you're channel surfing, you can always typically find it. And I do enjoy watching videos of people fall down.
It's the only goddamn thing on MTV anymore.
Well,
it, pretty much.
I mean, maybe.
It's
I don't
the
know.
Ridiculousness channel.
I like watching videos of people fall down. It's just funny to me.
And, you know,
I mean, I don't want
lie.
Anybody hurt, but I like watching fail videos.
Some of these videos, I watch them and I'm like, how did they live through that?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Brutal.
Well, guys,
well, that's been a show.
That's been today's show. And, yeah. I got nothing.
I'm nicotine drunk.
Final review of, yeah, I would say, final review of the Diamond Crown Maximus. Really good cigar. Eat a meal beforehand.
Eat a meal.
Super good.
Have some sugar water laying around.
Smoke
Make
like
a simple syrup for yourself.
Smoke like a champ. I enjoyed it. So
my ash held on. Yeah, it was.
It was over halfway.
It was over halfway. I finally got rid of it because I thought I'm going to ash all over myself. But
you probably were.
Now, coming up Friday. So just so you guys know, we're going to have my restaurant reviews, which they're not good. They're scathing.
It's just basically two stories of Gator's horrible restaurant experiences.
I had the worst restaurant
experience.
In the same
weekend.
Yeah, this weekend.
But,
I really did.
Yeah.
So. And we're going to drink cider, so tune in.
And not the alcoholic kind, either.
Well, maybe some of that.
Maybe.
We got a little of both.
We
so,
do, but, yeah. You know, so. Anyway, guys, that's been today's sermon from the Cigar Pulpit.
Hallelujah.
I'm Nick.
I'm Gator, baby.
Everybody stay safe and stay smoky.
See you guys.
Iced tea from McDonald's. McDonald's.
Mine's gone.
I don't even know their tagline anymore.
Na-na-na-na-na. I'm regretting it.
Oh, that's right. All right. Well,
that's another successful broadcast.
That's the show. Later, guys.
See you guys.